Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leah Thomas's The Intersectional Environmentalist, How to Dismantle Systems of Oppression to Protect People Plus Planet, is a nonfiction guide to environmental justice and social equity. It introduces readers to intersectional environmentalism, a framework that argues environmental protection cannot be separated from race, class, privilege, disability, and other systems of oppression. Rather than treating climate change as only a technical or scientific problem, the book presents it as a social issue shaped by unequal access to power and resources. Thomas writes for a broad audience, especially newer activists, and aims to make environmentalism more accessible, practical, and inclusive. The book combines historical context, conceptual explanation, and action-oriented guidance, helping readers understand why mainstream environmental movements have often overlooked marginalized communities and how that pattern can be changed. Its purpose is both educational and corrective to broaden the meaning of environmentalism so that protecting the planet also means protecting the people most affected by environmental harm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, intersectional environmentalism as a framework for rethinking environmental advocacy. The book's central contribution is its definition of intersectional environmentalism as an approach that links ecological protection with social justice. Thomas argues that environmental work becomes incomplete when it focuses only on conservation or emissions, while ignoring who bears the costs of pollution, displacement, or resource extraction. This framework shifts the reader away from a narrow green politics toward a more ethical model in which the needs of marginalized communities are not secondary. The significance of this approach is practical as well as philosophical. It asks activists, educators, and organizations to evaluate whether their solutions actually reduce harm for everyone, or simply move harm onto already vulnerable groups. By naming this framework and explaining it in accessible terms, the book gives readers a usable vocabulary for discussing environmental racism, exclusion, and inequity without treating them as separate concerns. That makes the book useful as both an introduction and a corrective to conventional environmental writing. Secondly, why race, privilege, and oppression belong inside environmental conversations. Thomas repeatedly shows that environmental damage does not affect all communities equally, and that this imbalance is rooted in historical and ongoing systems of oppression. The book's discussion of racism and privilege is not added as a side topic. It is built into the argument that environmentalism has often centered the concerns of those with the most social power, while neglecting those exposed to the worst harms. This matters because many environmental policies look universal on paper, but produce unequal outcomes in practice. By connecting environmental issues to race and privilege, the book helps readers see why a movement can be ecologically well-intentioned, yet socially incomplete. The emphasis on privilege also creates a challenge for readers who benefit from existing systems. Awareness alone is not enough if it does not change whose voices are heard, whose labor is valued, and whose communities are protected. The book therefore uses social analysis to make environmental advocacy more honest and more effective. Thirdly, historical roots linking intersectionality, feminism, ecofeminism, and environmental justice. A notable feature of the book is its effort to place intersectional environmentalism in a broader intellectual and activist history. Thomas draws on ideas associated with intersectionality, Black feminist thought, ecofeminism, and environmental justice movements to show that this way of thinking did not appear in isolation. That historical framing matters because it prevents the reader from treating the book as a purely personal manifesto or a temporary trend. Instead, it presents intersectional environmentalism as part of a long struggle to name how oppression operates across institutions and everyday life. This also helps clarify why the book gives attention to the contributions of marginalized communities and activists who have often been left out of mainstream environmental narratives. The historical perspective strengthens the argument by showing continuity between past movements and present challenges. It suggests that current climate activism can learn from earlier struggles against racism, gender hierarchy, and environmental sacrifice zones, rather than repeating the same exclusions under a new label. Fourthly, applying the lens to fast fashion, renewable energy, veganism, and other seemingly green solutions, the book is especially useful when it moves from principle to application. Thomas examines cultural and consumer practices often marketed as environmentally responsible, including fast fashion, renewable energy, and veganism, to show that no solution is automatically just simply because it reduces one kind of harm. This is a key strength of the book because it teaches readers to ask better questions about supply chains, labor, land use, and community impact. For example, the environmental benefits of a technology or lifestyle choice may depend on extraction, exploitation, or unequal burdens elsewhere. By using concrete examples, the book demonstrates how intersectional analysis prevents oversimplified thinking, Readers are encouraged to see environmental trade-offs rather than assume that any green label guarantees fairness. This analytical move is important because it pushes environmentalism beyond symbolic consumption and towards structural evaluation. It also helps readers recognize that ethical action requires attention to both intended benefits and hidden costs. Lastly, a practical toolkit for activists, educators, and readers new to environmental justice. The book distinguishes itself from more theoretical environmental texts by ending with material intended to support action. Its toolkit-style approach, including resources and guidance, makes the book valuable for readers who want to do more than absorb concepts. Thomas writes in a clear, accessible style that lowers the barrier to entry for people who may be new to environmental justice or unfamiliar with academic language around intersectionality. That accessibility is important because the book is not only trying to persuade, it is trying to equip. The result is a text that can function as an introduction for students, a discussion resource for community groups, or a reflection tool for activists reconsidering their methods. The practical emphasis also reinforces one of the book's main messages: understanding injustice should lead to action that centers the most affected people, rather than presenting environmentalism as a specialized field for experts. The book frames it as a shared civic responsibility that can be approached through learning, listening, and coordinated change. In conclusion, The Intersectional Environmentalist will be most valuable to readers who want a serious but accessible introduction to environmental justice, especially students, educators, activists, and general readers who sense that mainstream environmentalism often misses the social dimension of climate harm. It offers clear conceptual tools for understanding why race, privilege, labor, disability, and extraction must be considered together when discussing environmental protection. Readers gain both a framework and a vocabulary for evaluating policies, consumer choices, and activist strategies more critically. The book is also useful for people already active in sustainability who want to avoid shallow or exclusionary approaches. What makes it stand out in the crowded field of climate and activism books is its insistence that protecting the planet cannot be separated from protecting marginalized communities. Many environmental books focus on science, policy, or personal lifestyle change. Thomas instead centers systemic inequity and the lived realities of people most affected by environmental damage. Its combination of historical context, accessible explanation, and practical resources gives it a distinctive role as both primer and corrective. It is less interested in abstract environmental ideals than in showing how justice must shape the movement itself. If you would like to support Leah Thomas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.